So how do we break down the value equation, and how does that allow us to communicate the value of what we're selling? So as I mentioned in the last episode, it's a relatively straightforward equation. You have the result multiplied by the perceived likelihood of achievement, let's say, divided by, under the line, you have the time until they get the result and the sacrifice. So let's focus on one of these at a time. The result is the easiest one to discuss because the result is the promise. Now, if you say to someone, I'm going to help you lose weight, that's a pretty weak promise, okay? When I say weak, it's not that losing weight isn't valuable. It's that the promise isn't defined. It's very ambiguous. Well, lose weight. Well, go for a pee. You've lost weight. There you go. It's a loose promise. In an ideal world, you want your product or your service to have a strong promise, and that needs to be well defined. So what does that look like? Okay, so let's change that to I will help you lose 20 pounds in 90 days. That's a better promise. I will help you lose 20 pounds in 90 days, or I will give you your money back. Now, you've added a guarantee, so it's a stronger promise. I will help you lose 20 pounds in 90 days or your money back, and I guarantee you that you will not need to suffer, struggle, go hungry, count calories, ever walk on a treadmill. That's a way better promise. So that's the result. So you can say the result is the outcome, but to me, the result is also a combination of like what you're promising. And often that bleeds into the value equation, which is what we're discussing right now. But you need them to be very certain on what the promise is and what that result is. Okay, so that could be six-pack abs in 90 days. It could be an extra 20K a month in your business. It could be, you know, you guys, I'm going to help you guys get on LinkedIn and, you know, make, generally you should, if you do, you know, the blueprint of what we say. And again, the free blueprint is below. You can follow the blueprint on LinkedIn and make a lot of money and never need to pay us anything. And if you follow that, you should eventually be making $1,000 to $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 sales or pounds, whatever it may be. And, you know, you're looking at, you know, anything from $20,000 to $40,000 a month extra revenue, which is, again, $250,000 to $500,000 a year. Now, you should be able to do that just by following the free course. You know, the level of contact that we give people is just a nuanced approach. So that's a pretty good result. And okay, so that's only one of the four factors. Okay, so that's above the line. The next, let's say, entity above the line is the perceived likelihood of achievement. And what that means is how likely they think it is that the result that you're discussing is the result that they're going to get. Do they think it's 100%? In the last episode, I asked you, if you had one of the two options, which would you choose? 100% likelihood of making $250,000 a year, or a 25% likelihood of making $1,000,000 a year, which would you choose? Now, you have to remove the fact that, well, I would go for the 25% likelihood of making $1,000,000 a year because the likelihood that I'll make over $250,000 is high. You need to remove that because let's just say it's all or nothing. Almost all people would say, the only people who wouldn't say that are people who are making above $250,000 anyway, would say that I would go for 100% probability of making $250,000 a year because it's certain. Now, we're going to come back to that entity, but I wanted to touch on it because that's above the line. We're going to go below the line first and come back to the perceived likelihood of achievement because that's the, in my opinion, most important. So the two entities below the line that you want to decrease or minimize is one, the sacrifice, okay? And number two is the time until they get the result. Now, this is just my opinion. Obviously, anything that I say is just my opinion generally. I don't think people care too much about the time that it will take for them to be successful. I really don't. Well, compared to the other factors, here's why. If I told you that you could make $1 million a year, but it's going to take you 10 years, would you sign up? Most people would say yes. Most people go, oh, I would love it sooner. But yes, I will. If I said, I'll show you how to make $250,000 a year, but you need to wait 10 years. Now, most people would want it sooner than that, and they should have it sooner than that. But you would be quite silly to not take the bet. Most people would go, at least I'm making $250,000 in 10 years every year for the rest of my life. Like, that's pretty good going, right? You're making $2.5 million every 10 years, you know, for a few decades. That's a lot of money. So my point is that even if you say to someone, hey, you're going to lose the 2 stone forever, but it's going to take you a year, they would go, well, at least it's off. Because then you go, well, you've been trying to do it for 20 years and you've not got there. So what if it just took 1 year of you doing our program? Now, the biggest reason that people in a weight loss experience don't want it to last, don't want it to be ages for them to get the result, is because the sacrifice needs to be endured for longer. But that's not the time issue. That's not the time until they get the result issue. It's that they don't want to suffer or have sacrifice for longer. So that bleeds into the other thing, which is sacrifice, but we're not going there yet. We're going to stay on time. My point is, most people, if you gave them a 100% likelihood of achieving whatever their goal is in their lifetime, 20 years, 30 years, 40 years from now, they would take it because it's certain, it's what they want, and they would do it. Because so often the time to get the result is not an issue. And when it's weight loss, most of these people have been out of shape their whole life. So if you could tell, hey, in 2 years' time, you will be your high school weight and you will never go back to being overweight again. Now, in their mind, they'll go, oh, but I want it in 12 weeks. I want it in 16 weeks, I want 18 weeks. But the truth is, they've been trying for 18 years and not got a result. So if you were to really break it down and really ask them in that moment, so if I'm giving you, if you could press this button, you could pay $5,000 right now. And you press this button and there is a 100% certainty that in 18 months, you will be your high school weight again. 100% certainty, but it will take you 18 months. The sacrifice isn't much. You just press this button and 18 months from now, boom, you'll transform. Most women would pay that. Most men, most people would pay that. Because they would be like, well, at least it's 100%. And if people wouldn't, then you would go, oh, okay, well, there's only one reason you wouldn't press that button, and that's because you think you can get that result sooner by yourself. And if they say yes to that, then you say, then why has it taken you 18 years by yourself and you're still not there? And then they get a harsh reality check. And it's like, well, your record is you've done it for 18 years and you've gotten worse. Our record is that we can guarantee it in 18 months. That would give them a really harsh reality check and puts them in a position where the time to get the result really doesn't matter that much. Everyone, of course, wants it in 12 weeks, wants it in 16 weeks, wants it in 18 weeks. But if they were really honest with themselves and they had a life bet, they would take the time. Okay, so what's below the line again is the other element, which is sacrifice. Now, this is a tough one. If we're talking about weight loss, okay, now, if I said to you, whatever your dream is, whatever your goal is, if you're listening to this, it's probably to, you know, grow a business and have freedom. If I told you that I can show you how to make $50,000 months, you do not have to work in your business, just on your business, an hour or two a day. You have a team that runs it all. you know, you've got time freedom, you've got locational freedom, and you've got financial freedom. And I told you that it's going to take 18 months. You would all, almost all of you would take it. If I told you that there's 100% likelihood of success, most of you would take it. So just to rephrase in a different way, that means you're making $600,000 per year working very little. In 10 years, you'll have earned $6 million. Now, if you're in a tax-free state like Dubai or somewhere else, that's really good. You know, if you live somewhere else, maybe that's, you'll end up with $3 million. But either way, my point is the same. If I told most people that, but I told them that they had to run a marathon like every few days, or they had to literally just eat like broccoli and rice and chicken, like something that like you would not want to do. Most people, well, I think my belief is most people would go through that sacrifice. Now, there are people out there, of course, actually, there's probably a lot of people out there that have really poor self-discipline, which is why they're not where they want to be. But there's an enormous amount of people that would go through that sacrifice. And the people who wouldn't go through that sacrifice are actually going through more suffering by not being there anyway. Because I believe in life, suffering is inevitable. You just get to choose your suffering. So if someone's overweight and they don't want to go and, you know, do their cardio because it's painful, well, so is being overweight. So is really high medical bills. So is dying 20 years younger. So is maybe having a heart attack. So is, you know, maybe losing your eyesight from diabetes. You're going to suffer anyway. Like life, generally, I hate to sound morbid, but generally life is about challenge and it's overcoming challenge and finding a meaning through challenge, in my opinion. So you're going to suffer regardless. So you either get up at 5 a.m. every morning like I used to, go to bed at 12, getting 5 hours sleep for over a decade, growing two businesses to multi-million dollars each, selling one, doing a PhD, getting on the cover of magazines, you know, training twice a day, trying to have relationships and a personal life. Like that wasn't easy. That wasn't easy at all. But it was better than the alternative, in my opinion. And that being said, I enjoyed almost all of it, even the struggles. But my point is that you're going to struggle regardless. I honestly believe that if someone, and this is where this hinges on the probability of success, if you knew that there was 100% probability of you achieving your goal and it would take you 2 years, 18 months, whatever, I think most people would endure a huge sacrifice. The reason that most people don't go through that sacrifice, in my opinion, is because they do not have confidence that the probability is there. They do not have confidence in the thing that they're doing that will get them the result. And therefore, they're not willing to sacrifice anywhere near as much. Because if you look at weight loss, if someone honestly believes, like let's just say you have a client and they lose half a pound every, not even. Imagine you have someone who loses a pound a month, or half a pound, let's say half a pound every week. Okay, they lose 2 pounds a month every month. When do you think they're going to stop? If it's completely consistent, they won't. They'll keep going because they can see that it's working. They can see that what they're doing is going to work. And those people are willing to go through more sacrifice because they know that it's going to work. Again, the perceived likelihood of achievement is almost 100% in something in someone's mind. The sacrifice they're willing to endure is huge. So let's look at the two entities below the line. We've got the time it's going to take to get there, let's say the 18 months, and the sacrifice. If you have confidence in the perceived likelihood of achievement, most people will go through an enormous level of sacrifice and they will go the distance longer term down the line in terms of time because they know it will be worth it at the end of the day. So as you can see, this whole equation really boils down to one key factor: the perceived likelihood of success, the perceived likelihood of them achieving the thing, whatever that is. if someone is so convinced that the achievement level is like 100%, they're willing to pay an enormous amount of money. They're willing to go through an enormous level of sacrifice. They're willing to spend the time to wait it out because they know they will get the result in the end. So when you're communicating this on a sales call, it will almost always boil down. Even a financial objection is the perceived likelihood of achievement. Why would someone pay 10K if they're not going to get the result? But if they knew they were going to get the result, they'd probably pay 100K. Again, perceived likelihood of achievement. Spousal objection very often is underpinned by financial, which is then tied to perceived likelihood of achievement. Why would your spouse be okay with you dropping 5 to 10K if it's not going to work? If it is going to work, then that person is very likely or a lot more likely to support you in your journey because of the perceived likelihood of achievement. Which is why when you're selling something, it is important, in my opinion, instead of trying to sell someone the idea of a million a year at 25%, that you make it a realistic target in their mind, 250,000, 100% likelihood of achievement. The statistics are still the same, but it changes the psychology when someone actually believes that they're going to get the result that you're speaking about. So Chris, how do you improve someone's perceived likelihood of outcome? There are three entities involved that you would need to hedge a bet on. Number one is, do they believe that you are the right person to guide them through the fire? Number two, do they believe that the program or the strategy or the system that you're suggesting that you guys use is going to get them to their result and work worth walking through the fire? And thirdly, do they believe in themselves and their ability to execute, to commit, and to adhere to whatever is going to be asked of them and required to walk through the fire? They're the three entities: you, them, and the system. Now, very often, as you can imagine, you have done the thing that you're telling them that you're going to help them do. Not only have you very often done it yourself, but you have done it with hundreds of other people. So it's fair to say that you kind of know what you're talking about. And very often, they have never achieved the thing that you're discussing. So immediately, if someone, let's say a bank, was to hedge a bet on who's going to fail, generally speaking, they think that the prospect is the person who's likely to bail on the commitment. Not always. So it's rare that they don't think that you're able to help them. Unless you've done the sales process wrong, it is rare that they don't see that your system and your strategy can get them that result, because you've done it with hundreds and often thousands of people before at this point. So what's the only other third entity is them, and why they feel they can't achieve it. And that's not always a self-confidence thing. This is important. You could have a very successful executive in the business that I sold. We made millions of dollars. Towards the end, we were coaching executives on LinkedIn. And one of the bigger or fundamental issues that they had is, like, they were successful, but they were like, oh, I don't know if I can do what's required because of my hectic schedule, because I'm traveling around the world, because I'm doing this, because I'm doing that. And they were projecting. It's still, they don't feel like they can do it. They're still the weak link, but it's because of their lifestyle or because of, you know, the things that they were not willing to sacrifice, or I still need to go to client dinners, I still want to do this. So then you're almost all of this whole sales call boils down to the perceived likelihood of achievement and you convincing them that they can achieve what you're discussing and that you are going to make it seamless. If you can allow or communicate to someone that they can achieve the goal that you're discussing and you are going to make it so easy for them, you're going to, you know, imagine that I'm going to come to your house, I'm going to cook your food, I'm going to do this. Like, everyone would sign up for that. What you need to do, if you've got a virtual service, is you need to make it seem like you have everything covered. If you can do that, you will end up in a very, very, very strong place in the close using that value equation. And I have an awesome video on this, obviously, in the course down below. You can just go to apolloinnercircle.com or click the link below. Again, it's a free course. A lot of you are wondering, why is he giving away this free course? It's pretty obvious. I believe so strongly in high ticket sales and LinkedIn for most industries, but especially in the fitness coaching, life coaching space, that I just know that if enough people go through our course and see how well we've done, we're the only people in the world who have made the money that we've made in a system like this on LinkedIn. So yeah, a small percentage of you, I'm sure, but there will be a large percentage of you that will go through the course and love it and, you know, tell your friends, and that's great. But there will always be a percentage of people that are like, wow, this is so bloody good. My goal is to make that free course so good that you guys are going to want to work with us eventually. And that's it. There's no catch. That's it. So I would love you guys to go through it. If there are things that you want me to add in, I'm adding trainings all of the time. So again, I'm giving a lot of value away on this podcast and these podcasts for free, but there's a lot more frameworks and downloads and cheat sheets inside there. So I would definitely have a look. And again, I'm going to go through some more objections over the next few episodes. But I hope you guys are staying safe, being cool, and making sales. Peace.